Okay, a good narrative Shabbos. We'll take a look at the Mishnayos that are going to be relevant this coming Shabbos for the Mishnah Yomah schedule. Of course, we're in the middle of Masechta Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yod. And we are in the midst of a series of Mishnayos that are discussing an animal called a koi. A koi is a combo of a hybrid between a ram and a tzviya, a doe. And the question is it more of a chaya or is it more like a behemoth? And our Mishnah had told us that it's sometimes like a chaya, sometimes we treat it like a behemoth, sometimes it's like both, and sometimes it's like none. So yesterday we asked the question, how is it similar to a chaya? Now the Mishnah asks, in Perek Beis Mishnah Yod, Ketzad Shavah LeBehemah, how is a koi, where are we machmir to treat a koi like a behemoth? So the first thing the Mishnah says is chelbo aser kechelev behema. The pasuk said that the chelev is forbidden like the chelev of a behema. The pasuk tells us kol chelev shor v'chesev ois lo so chelu, which teaches us that the chelev of a behema is aser, the chelev of a chaya is mutter. A koi, since we're not sure what we whether it's a behema or a chaya, we are machmir, and one's not allowed to partake of it. But vein chayav and all of kareis, if you ate the chelev of a behema, one who is normally chayav kareis. But a person who eats a koi, since it is the chelev of a koi, since it's only aser misafik, one cannot be chayav kareis in such a situation. One wouldn't be able to get makos as well. One wouldn't be chayav a carbon as well, because we can't be sure that the person did an avera. Veino nilkach becheseb meiser lechel birushalayim. You can't take meiser sheni money to go purchase a koi. Maybe it's a behema, and we don't use a behema with keseb meiser, except as a carbon, and since we can't bring it as a carbon on the Mizbeach, so a person cannot use Meiser Sheni money for it. V'chaya Bizro, V'chaya Bekeva, but at the same point in time, if you shecht a behema schulin, a behema, you have to give the Kohen the Zro, V'chaya Bekeva, which one would not have to do with a chaya, and in such a situation, one would have to. The Pasuk says, if you want to eat it, right? If you want to give it as a shor or a set, to which the pasuk of the Gemara says, imse l'rabos es hakoi. The imse comes to include the koi, and in such a situation, since we're not sure of its status, you'd have to give the kohen zror l'chayim bekeva. Rabbi Eliezer poter, Rabbi Eliezer says, you can't force him to give up the zror l'chayim bekeva, shamotzi mechaver ala varaya. Normally speaking, this is a matana to the Kohanim. If somebody is has to give up from his own to give to a Kohen, that we could easily turn to the Kohen and say, prove that this is a behema, and then you'd be allowed to take it. Why? Because normally speaking, we insist on it, that there be a motzi mechaber alav haraya, and we paskin like Rebbe Eliezer in this situation. So now the Mishnah closes out the second parak with the discussion, Ketzad Eino Shava, Lo L'Chaya, Belo L'Behema. How, where do we treat a koi not like a chaya, not like a behema? So the first thing we say is, Asa Mishum Kalayim, Ima Chaya, Ima Behema. Since it's not like either one for sure, it would be illicit for this koi to have relations with a doe. It would be forbidden to have relations with a member of the sheep family. Hakosev chayaso behemto libino. If a person writes in his will that he's giving all his chayos and behemas to his son, so lo kasav lo asakoi. Even though a koi falls somewhere in between, we need to force the person to prove which one he meant, and so therefore the koi has to be explicitly stated out. And if a person were to take on an eder to say that he accepts nazirus if a koi is a chaya, or if a koi is a behema, harehu nazir, we have to be machmer in both situations. Why is that? Because maybe that is the case. But as far as everything else is concerned, it's considered like a chaya and a behema. In other words, the things that apply by both of them apply over here as well. And therefore, toin shchita kaze v'kaze. It needs a shchita. It's not considered like a ben pekua, that where it's geshachtin already. You know, you can't just shoot a koi. It's one or the other, and so therefore we treat it like both. V'toin shchita kaze kaze. Umatami mishum nevela. We treat it like a nevela if it dies otherwise. And we shum Eivir Menachai, because of a kaser. Also, one would be chayev for Eivir Menachai in this situation as well. So the koi has all sorts of different dinim, sometimes this way, sometimes that way. In all of these situations, it's a chumra from not being able to identify its status. And with that, we close out the second parak, and Bezras Hashem, tomorrow morning, we'll turn back and start discussing the third parak and its continuation with the rules of Bikurim. Okay.